Hey, what up, what up, what up? You is watching the Thuggalo Show as always. We are coming at you on a very, very special, more special than special has ever been. It's special Ed almost. That's how special this bitch is. Because we're streaming on a Sunday. We ain't never did that shit before. We're streaming on a Sunday afternoon because we easy like Sunday afternoon or morning or whatever the fucking song is. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the Thuggalo Show. I'm always your hostess with the mostest, Trail Part Cinderella, and my other two hosts are coming at you live from the road. That is right. After attending the Virginia Beach show of the Ouija Knievel tour at Scandals live from the highway, Onstead and Elixir. What up, homies?
Gang, gang.
Whoa.
Hey, how's the drive?
Terrible.
Fucking awful.
All right. We got 10 people in the chat. I want to say what up to Stretch Nuts, Illegal, Wookonda, Juggalo Gamer 85, Davey Scorsese, man, Stretch Nuts, what up, Jesse Cronin, what up to everybody. I'm going to showcase everyone's comments in the chat, say hello, hello, Stoney, what up, homie, good to see you. Welcome to the Thuggalo Show. I want to swing it over, and I'm going to box myself out here in a moment, and I'm going to full screen Onstead and Elixir. I want you guys to take me through the travel experience specifically from Michigan, Ohio, all the way to Chapel Hill, up to Virginia Beach, back home. Where are you guys at right now?
Right now, we are like fucking an hour outside of Youngstown, Ohio. We have been going since fucking 6 o'clock this morning to make it back to fucking Michigan so that he can make it back down to Columbus by fucking Monday. Because he's got to work early in the morning. I got to fucking work early in the morning.
I'll be up at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning to get to work.
But that don't stop the Wasteland Warriors out here.
Hell nah.
Don't stop.
What was that, 800 miles there? Yeah. 800 miles there. 800 miles fucking back. Bro. The drive there really wasn't so bad.
We started from Onstead's house. Drove all the way down to Columbus, stopped by my hobo to fucking, you know, recharge. And then we took off from Columbus, went down through West Virginia.
Yeah.
And here comes the West Virginia story.
So, see Darby in the chat.
Yeah, Darby's in the chat.
We kind of have our own West Virginia story, dog. Like, this motherfucker was whipping through the fucking curves that go on like this, chasing a fucking Honda Civic for like what'd you say, like we were in Deliverance or some shit?
Yeah.
80 miles, like, no, it was more like 60.
Yeah.
Like 60 miles an hour fucking whipping through this shit. I'm just like, goddamn. But we made it safe and we made it on time.
Look, the only reason we had to go through the back road is because we had to stop for gas and to piss. And then, like, we thought we were going to get back on the highway.
Nope.
But no, it's like, no, y'all motherfuckers going this way for about fucking 10 miles through God knows where.
For like 30 minutes through the fucking back hills of West Virginia. But it was beautiful as fuck. We'll give them that. Was.
So we will not see a wrong turn 3 with Onstead and Elixir.
Swear, dog. Like, we was going through them fucking twists and turns and shit.
A lot of bridges.
Yeah. What the fuck's up, Bridge Virginia?
Bridge Virginia. Y'all love your bridges, don't you?
Oh, we love the
bridges. Yeah, after fucking Virginia, or after West Virginia, we went, through? We were in North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And then we made it down to Chapel Hill.
And then that's when we linked up with your ass.
This is some weird shit, but I always think North Carolina has great roads. Like, they're well-maintained compared to a lot of them. Yeah. Oh, yeah, West Virginia is probably dead last with, like, maintaining their shit. And then North Carolina is, like, elite with their shit. But I do want to say this. Let's talk about Chapel Hill. We all three attended the Chapel Hill show. Can we just off-rip talk about what some ho-ass shit the local 506 bar is, though, for that $3 entry fee?
Right. Like, you know, half of motherfuckers ain't going to come back for that shit. We still got it. They gave us little tickets. We had to pay $3 extra to go back in.
Yeah, no, dead ass. We get to the show, and I'm thinking, okay, I've paid $20 or whatever to go to the show in advance. So, like, I paid your ass the advance ticket. And then I get to the door, and fucking this motherfucker's like, okay, bro, I need an entry fee. I'm like, here's my ticket, my phone, my ticket on my phone.
Members? Yeah. I ain't never going back there.
That motherfucker was just trying to make his beer money, if that's what that was.
That went directly into that homie's pocket.
Right. Hey, can't knock the hustle, though.
The venue let me put up the Ouija, have you ever seen this man flyer earlier in the day, which was lit. But then they want to hoe around and charge me $3 to step back in the building. Like, bro, that went directly in the bro's pocket. But I do got to say, the local 506 at large, I liked the venue. It was small, intimate, and it had an energy. I'm going to say, I think the Chapel Hill show had the best energy. Although I wasn't at Virginia Beach, I can't say, but it was my fucking stage dive.
There was no one stage diving in fucking Virginia Beach.
Right.
Wait, nobody stage dived?
There was nobody. No, not like fucking Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill, they were wilding.
Right. Yeah, Chapel Hill's fucking crazy. Bro, there were like 8 people that stage dove. I think even the little girl that got brought on stage, I think Ouija either had a special request. I don't know if it was like a VIP situation. But this, like, little 6-year-old girl hops into the crowd. The whole family catches her, and it was, like, a lit event, man. Chapel Hill was off the chain, bro.
Yeah. And then he played Friends because of that, was it Teardrop?
Yeah.
Teardrop. Raindrop.
Raindrop, yeah. Shout out Raindrop. Raindrop is Doug. Shout out to you. Another thing about the Chapel Hill show, I have to point out, we saw the homie Jesse Jane in full effect. She came through with them Tuggalo show beanies that will probably grace the show very soon.
Very soon.
And
probably next week.
Yeah, I got shout out to things out.
Yeah, 100%. Shout out to Jesse. If you're watching this or on the replay, thank you so much. Jesse is one of the strongest supporters of the show. And her and Onstead, I believe, are the only two people in the world that possess the purple Tuggalo show hoodie. So, hey, run it up. 100%. We got more people in the chat. We are going to get to Umo. I see some comments in the chat about getting to Umo. I'm just going to say this. We got so much to talk to. Detritus dropped. But before we talk about Detritus, tell us about the Virginia Beach show. Walk me through that.
So we pull into town, right? We spent literally half the time looking for parking that we did in fucking Chapel Hill, though. But, so we park, we get out, we walk the beachfront, we go down to the beach, you know, do our thugalos on the beach shit, and then we're like, all right, what do we do now? Let's go get a drink. What else should we do? Let's go get some beach shirts. So yeah. We're like full-on tourists with beach shirts on.
The most gaudy beach shirts, neither, you know, not the most, not like cool ones. They were gaudy.
My shit had flamingos on it, yo.
Yo, so, that jump Onstead had looked like some Pug Ugly on the polo.
I didn't notice that until you had said something. But the best part is we're walking down Virginia Beach looking like some straight up tourists. He had C-17 hat on, right?
Yeah, just my Juggalo Ohio.
Just a hat, and I had my pants or my black shorts on, the C-17 shorts, and my bucket hat on. And we're walking down Virginia Beach where there's thousands of motherfuckers. And all of a sudden, we look at the shop that we're passing. We look in, and he's like, "Oh, look, there's some family. Ninja. Yeah, there's a ninja in there." And we are like, "Damn, that's fresh." Not even 3 steps after we take those steps, he comes running outside like, "Yo, I'm setting a lecture." And we just like, hell yeah. So we got fucking noticed right on the beach.
Real fam shit.
Real fam shit.
That's great.
But you the show itself, we are going through some wooded area.
Yeah, just a little bit. It's not too bad. But you guys, I'm not going to take you guys off. But I will say this. If anyone wants to see Onstead and Elitza rock them Hawaiian shirts while they was out the beach, go to the Thogolo Show on Twitter and Instagram. I didn't know. See, I was thinking y'all planned that shit. And I even posted in our group.
That was on the fly swag.
That's just walking down the front.
I even posted in our group chat that gif of, like, forgetting Sarah Marshall. Like, I wish I was wearing that fucking shirt. I want to be wearing a Hawaiian shirt, too. That shit looked lit. But I do got to say, man, to everyone in the chat, we appreciate it. We didn't know how many would be live. We got 20 people watching live. I didn't think we'd have that many for a Sunday afternoon. So thank you to everyone. Much clown love. We got Souls V in the chat. Wow, those two actually talk. I'm impressed. The one I ever see talking is Trailer Park. Well, guess what, Souls XV? Fuck you. And if you don't like the Thuggalo Show, you can fuck off. It's Onstead and Elitzer are out in the midst. I didn't go to the Virginia Beach show. I only went to one of them shows, so they more judged than me. How dare you speak on my brothers? Thank you for watching on the Thuggalo Show. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Did y'all peep that poop dollar at the Chapel Hill show? Yeah, we saw a poop dollar sighting.
$1 is a Thuggalo.
Oh, bro. You know what was geeked out in the group chat when you guys was driving underwater, that big bridge they got out there in VA Beach? Can you just tell me how
underwater Thuggalo?
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I had some anxiety.
Oh, I was all about it, man. I've been to the beach. I put my feet in the ocean. I've been under the ocean, and I flew over the ocean all this fucking year.
Yeah, no, Elitzer has been in everybody's mixer straight up in 2023. The Thuggalo Show has been doing it big. Elitzer went to the UK. I believe that was back in, that was like, what, March or February? And, like, bro, like, I went to Vegas. I pulled up in Vegas. Onstead was like, I'm going to be the roadrunner and hit Chapel Hill and VA Beach with Elitzer. It's been a great time. We got Juggalo Gamer in the chat. And he said, fuck, I'm ready for the gathering. Juggalo Gamer 85. Souls V, he's trying to get started with Trail Park Cinderella. Bro, please, honestly, in my shit. I'm just glad the Thuggalo Show is out here tonight because we got some motherfuckers out here going hard. Wukonda, man, I wish the back seat. Oh, bro, if Wukonda went with y'all, that would have been the ultimate trifecta.
Wukonda, look, we'll pass it to you. Here you go.
Yeah, the imaginary blunt.
Magic blunt.
I'm getting a little bit of feedback when I speak. I don't know if maybe you can turn my volume down on you guys' end, maybe just a tad.
You might have been hearing the navigation talk.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I just said O and it said O back to me.
Okay, hang on.
All right. TPC, I ain't afraid to get in the pit. Oh, bro, yeah, Juggalo Ohio, I bled all over myself. I was bleeding like a bitch on her 30th day. That shit was litty titty. Onstead and Elitzer, I do want to ask you this. What were your favorite tracks from the trials?
Oh.
In the end.
They don't like me. In the end. Dipshit. The whole fucking album.
Freak?
Freak Live is something else.
No love.
I like Look Back.
Yep.
I'm still getting feedback, guys. I hate to bring that up, but it's like, it's rough.
Take us out.
All right. I'm muting you guys, all right? Lil Taffy said he got the blunt, but somehow it morphed into a dab on this end. Hey, that's what's up. Illegal says, look back. Illegal, I just saw you on Instagram working out to Look Back. That shit got me hyped. That shit almost wanted me to get my ass in the gym, for real. Juggalo Gamer, I'll get in the pit. I need a good back rub. Juggalo Gamer in the pit would be fucking ludicrous because that dude is like the ultimate warrior if he got to the fucking pit, bro. Dead ass. Clown love. That's the way this shit go. Jake Jekyll says, Just Go is my shit right now. Yeah, Just Go is an underrated slapper. Onstead, to avoid the echoing shit that we got going on, what I'm going to do is like phrase you guys something so you can talk without me interrupting you and providing the feedback. So I'm going to say this. did y'all notice like the extra freshness that you get on Rich Boy Pack on the album that you don't get on the music video?
That extra like fucking minute.
Yeah. And if I recall, if you listen to Gutter Water, before Gutter Water released, the music video does not have the last verse of Ghost, but the CD and the streamings has like the extra verse. So that's like a callback to Ghost a little bit.
That's dope. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. What did you guys think about the redrop of the Ouija Mac Nuggalo, like the 420 drop?
I love it. I like one of my favorite designs.
Especially with the white.
Hell yeah. What do you guys think of the lazy good. And crazy drop? I thought that lazy and crazy drop was hard as fuck. Shout out Shaggy the Airhead. Damn. I'm gonna have to mute Onset and Elixir, bro. The feedback is like just getting too loud, you feel me? But I'm glad we did get to speak to them while we did. I'm gonna keep them on cam, but it's one of those things where if I speak, there's a feedback on their end. So I do want to say this, guys. Hold up, I'll bring you back. We're working out. Thuggalo Show is working it out, bro. They're on the road. We ain't never done this shit before, you feel me? All right, I'm going to do one last run through. Ah, the feedback. It's just a loud. I think you guys are playing me through your speaker. It didn't do that at the beginning, is all I'm saying. Are you watching it on YouTube, man?
Oh, shit.
Shout out to the chat. Illegal says, we appreciate your efforts. Hell yeah. Onsted and Elixir, you guys are welcome to come in and come out. It's just, you know how it is, bro. Like, you guys are on the road. I think it was dope we got them on the road while we did, because that's, like, so unique. I don't see a lot of other channels doing that shit. And shout out to anyone that's doing Jolo YouTube. I love it. Daniel Linenkamp, live and direct. Yeah, absolutely, bro. I mean, we want to do this shit different. We want to do this shit fun. And, you know, I'm just happy to be doing it, because like we didn't get to stream Friday night because we were all out in Chapel Hill. We were enjoying the Ouija Knievel tour. I missed the opener's Stuicide, but I know one of the homies, Bravo Stylin, bro, this ninja got on stage during Ouija Mac's set broken and stage dove into the crowd looking like some Cardi, like Playboy Cardi die lit shit. Shout out to him, bro. I'd love to get Stuicide and that ninja on the show, because they impressed me a lot. I missed their set, but the energy they had, I talked to him a little bit before the show. Shout out Stuicide, man. I'm not super familiar with who they are, but I did appreciate it. As you can see at the bottom of the screen, we got a ticker. That is dates for the Shaggy 2 Dope, the Quest, what's that bitch called? The Quest for the Ultimate Groove. Shaggy the Airhead's going to be on that tour. So it's just a lot of fresh shit going on, man. But right below my face, you see something. Breaking news. City Morgue has been confirmed for the 2023 gathering. I left a comment on the Instagram page. I was like, man, I used to pray for times like this. Onstead, can you hear me, dog? If Onstead can hear me, he's giving me a hell of a stern face. That's what Onstead's face is when I upset him. Just like that until I change my mind. All right, we got Onstead's hand. Hey, all right. Did you guys, like, pull over for better connection? Is that what you did? Oh, damn. I don't think they can hear me. Can you guys hear me?
A little bit.
Yeah. We're going through, like, the mountains and shit.
What did you guys think of City Morgue getting announced for the gathering earlier?
So dope. That's the best one that could have ever been first, though, for real.
I mean, that really was the first announcement for the gathering, artist-wise, outside of Ouija and ICP. So, like, fucking dope. I
know, and you got to remember that their tour was supposed to be the last one.
Exactly. That's what, like, blew my mind even more. I was like, damn. So, they got City Morgue, they got So Smula and Zillakami together for the gathering. That's just so fresh to me.
I'm looking forward to
that. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that shit. I think what we're going to do is we're going to contact Umo. Onstead, I'm just going to say like this. You guys, the audio is low and you're freezing a lot.
All right. Just drop us backstage.
All right, bro. I just wanted to be transparent, you know. Onstead and Elitzer, I think it's dope that we got them on while they did. They're driving home, bro. They have like a 10-plus hour drive from VA Beach back home to where they live in the Midwest. And I think it was dope that we even attempted to get them on today. And I want to thank everyone in the chat for bearing with us because we are trying to make it fresh. You know what I'm saying? We are trying to make it unique. Juggalo Gamers in the chat, we will never die alone. Juggalos will carry on. Hey, y'all know that shit. Davey Scorsese, they still driving 100%. I don't know when they're going to get home. Davey, to bring up you, before we get into Sagan, we are bringing Sagan in. Please bear with me if you're in here for the Sagan of Umo interview. He's coming in a moment. Davey, I'm going to get to you in a second. Wukanda, Death Plus, new album cover, got him pouring rock and rye over a human skull. Yeah, I saw that, bro. That's some pretty judge shit. Shout out Death Plus. Would love to have him back on the show as always. He's a friend. Davey Scorsese, Zach, I don't remember Zach's last name. I think it's Zach Robinson. I could be fucking lying. Randy the Ram, Zach Robinson. Davey Scorsese's been going hard on this ninja. He's been cutting promos on dude. There will be this upcoming Friday, the Thuggalo Show will return with Apollo Exodus, Thuggalo Trivia, and I'm gonna run through this shit straight up. We told it on the last show. Davey versus Zach. We're gonna bring them both on screen. We got ICP trivia, Ouija Mac trivia, Thuggalo Show trivia, Potpourri. That could be random shit, like how many fucking buttholes does a cat have or an octopus have? It's gonna be some dumb shit. It's gonna be some dip shit, you feel me? Onstead and Elitzer, I'm going to throw it to you guys. The video is a little blurry, but I'm going to say, do you guys have any predictions for the Thuggalo trivia?
I'm going for Davey because my man's got the YouTube channel and the Twitch channel and everything. So I'm going to – you got me in your corner, allegedly.
Allegedly.
No favorite here.
Elitzer. I'm going to play devil's advocate since everybody else has a biased opinion. I go with the unbiased opinion and go with Zach.
Zach could be the dark horse.
I'm hoping my man is like the kid that you get, that really good kid that plays soccer.
Damn.
That's a bold prediction. I like that.
So the Thuggalo split, if you will.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna say this. Onstead, I'm on your side. I'm picking Davey. I think he's a little more tapped into the Thuggalo Show. But I could be wrong. Maybe Zach is one of these ninjas that quietly will watch us on the low. I don't know.
In that case, Zach, prove us the fuck wrong. Well,
please do.
Right. He's trying to win.
No, Davey wants to win. That's the thing. Davey, I think, is hungry, bro. He's about to eat the competition. But if Zach does not come through proper, he might get ate the fuck up. And Davey was cutting a promo on him like Macho Man Randy Savage, bro. The spirit of Bash at the Beach. You're going to hear that Friday.
Yeah.
100%.
You
guys sound a lot better, but the video isn't as great as it is. But I'm going to leave you guys on the line, all right?
We're starting to get into civilization, if you will.
100%. All right, Onstead and Elitzer, while I'm trying to contact our guest for the afternoon, if you will, tell me what you guys thought about Detritus a little bit deeper. Songs like Look Back and They Don't Like Me.
We have nonstop been listening to fucking Detritus the whole fucking time, dog. Like, literally, even... The moment we woke up and hit the road, it was in Spotify playing. And like, as soon as I heard They Don't Like Me, or that's what it is, I messaged Dev and I was like, is that you playing fucking guitar on that? That shit is fire, dog.
Yeah. I know you were also talking about how all the special things that we've gotten for each of the songs, like, what were we talking about? It's like an audio transmission and like fucking concept album all the way.
The album has mad old school clown vibes and it's so fucking dope.
100%. swing my hatchet and your net, just go.
I want to say, like, in the end, it kind of has, like, a magic ability for me, which is, like, not even just, like, the flow, like, how he does that nonstop flow there a little bit, but just, like, the fucking content of the words that he is fucking saying.
And in this end, he mentions every single element and the way that they come about in the end. Fuck. Chef's kiss.
100%.
That is freaking fucking intense. I love that song. That's a good live song, bro. He played it the whole tour, like, so, I mean, we all know that. It's a good fucking live song.
All right, Sagan, I see you back there in the backstage area, bro. Whenever you get your camera turned on, I'm ready to bring you on here, Playboy. What I will say about Detritus, though, is, man, like, there's so much reverse messaging that, like, if you're a scroll keeper like I have become recently, you will understand that there's even more to decipher. And for all the non-scroll keepers, bro, if you did not scroll keep and you got asked out on that shit, you can reverse the messaging in Detritus and fast-track your way through the scroll keeping. Fun to know. I am going to drop a little tidbit of information about Detritus that I heard from the Team MUJ stream last night. Those are the homies. Shout out to the homie Jiggy Fresh, who put me on and said, when you get everything, when you list like all the songs in Refuse and Apogee, the first letter of every song spells out Dark Planet. DarccPlanet.
Dope.
But on the reverse, on the other album, it says Corruptus. And that's a nugget of information that he got. So I don't know if he was the first person on the planet to come up with that shit. So shout out to Jiggy Fresh. But there is something to that Corruptus information. That's all I'm going to say. Shout out to Midwest United Juggalos for putting me onto that because I didn't know about that shit. All right. Umo is having issues with his camera. He was backstage and his camera was turned on. Yeah.
Let me just talk about how fresh it was to catch up with him in fucking London. Like, so obviously, Umo was coming to the show just to watch the show. And he was at that play a fucking set, so it was a complete surprise. And I remember going up to Kev after that show and being like, Umo, bro, fucking Umo. Like, cause it was just a complete surprise. And that motherfucker was so cool. He approached me, he came to me. Because obviously it was before he even performed, and I hadn't seen him, and he came up to me and said, hey, it's Umo. And I was like, oh, shit. Mr. Mill and fucking Sagan, bro, and it was so fresh. They were so fucking down there.
You guys are frozen, but I can hear you just fine. But you are frozen, just so you know. Wakanda says, I'm going to go ahead and exit you guys out. I can hear you, but you guys are frozen. You feel me?
Dang.
So come back in, but we got Umo in the wings. And on St. Elixir, feel free to come back in, and I'll add you on as you come back, okay?
You have control now. All
right, word. Onsted and Elitzer, they are still out in Virginia Beach. Their camera is frozen, and I just wanted to take them off screen and shit. But they're welcome to come back when I see that their shit's moving again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Thuggalo Show. Sagan of Umo. I can't go to sleep unless I'm watching Mr. Ballin. What up, homie?
Whoop whoop, familia. What's up?
What is up, dog? I am going to bring Onsted and Elitzer back on cam. We're going to see where they're at. All right, you guys' camera works again. Onsted and Elitzer. Hey, let's go. Umo had camera issues too, so it's a bloody Sunday up in this motherfucker.
Mr. Ballin's fucking with our camera.
Oh.
Sagan, how are you today or this afternoon? Well, it's nighttime in Spain, right?
It is. Very good, yeah. Bro. I just got back from the gym.
Nice. You working on biceps, tries? What was today's set, dog?
Every fucking thing. I'm so out of shape. I'm just trying everything.
Hell yeah. We got a lot of love for you in the chat, bro. I want to say thank you again for doing the Thuggalo Show. It means the most.
I don't think I can see the chat.
Can I? I am highlighting the chat on the StreamYard screen, so that is probably your best way to see it. But hell yeah, bro. Good to know that you're going to the gym. Is that like preparation for being on stage? Do you feel better if you're in better shape? You can rap better and perform better?
Not really. It's something I always had in my mind, something that I really always really wanted to do. And recently, you know, Bearded Legend, this guy from New York, Bearded Legend.
Bearded,
I'm going to
try
to pronunciate my stuff as good as I can, because my English is like, well, I hope it's good enough. So Bearded Legend has been hitting the gym, and Ouija Mac is hitting the gym as well. And I just got really inspired, like, because I never had a, I don't know, I can't find the words, bro, but I was just really inspired by these guys. And I was like, bro, I'm doing the same, because I really wanted to do this for a long time, just to be focused on myself and stuff.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah, I remember you were talking about Ouija being in the gym. That's actually what inspired you to get into the gym as well. That's dope.
Yeah, it was Bearded Legend, actually. But then Ouija got on the gym as well. And I was like, fuck, bro, I got to hit the gym as well. Like, everyone's doing it. Like, I don't know. It felt that way for me.
I saw Ouija post a clip on his Instagram story. He, like, had did the bicycle shit for 17 miles. And I thought that was impressive as fuck.
Yes, always the 17.
Yes. Hey, bro, take me through meeting Ouija Mac. How did that collab come to be? Like, take me through it.
Okay, you mean when we met at London, yeah, or where we met on online? Like,
I would say online. Like, how did the collab come to be?
Okay, so we can take it like way back to the first interaction we ever had. Because I didn't realize we had an interaction until years later. Okay, so I found about Ouija on World Star Hip Hop. Because I think the Cypher 17 was uploaded there.
Okay, yeah. Cypher 17
was
on World Star, yep.
That's the one they brought him out, and also Light, right?
Yeah, in the UFC, like in the octagon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So I found about this guy. I started following his moves and how he was the only artist on Psychopathic and everything. I was like, bro, and he was like putting music out, and he quickly became my favorite artist. Like, in the world, I was like, bro, this is, I don't know, like, it was something unique for me. He just, his energy, because back then my English was like, I didn't know that much English, you know, back then.
Right. I do want to say, bro, we got compliments about you in the chat. Your English sounds fine, brother. You sound
okay.
Great.
I'm glad.
Absolutely.
I just sometimes I cannot find the right words because I don't have all the vocabulary in my head, you know, like.
Oh man, like, I'm an English speaker. I don't know any other languages, bro. And
you guys don't know any Spanish at all?
I don't know any Spanish, man. That's why when people were like,
no, not even the basics, like gracias and puto, none of that stuff.
Oh, well, like, that means like bitch, right?
Puto, well, it means like, but in male, it's not a bitch. It's like a man whore. I don't know how to explain it.
Hell yeah. I mean, okay. I know some of the middle school words of Spanish when people was in school, like, ah, say puta.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
that's the basics.
That yeah, exactly.
Puta is whore and puto is man whore. I don't know how you say it.
Man whore. That's hilarious.
Okay, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Is whore, man. Is whore like a word for, I mean, it's like a, it
like
has a genre. Yeah, but it only applies to women, or it's whore like for male and female as well.
Okay, word, 100%. Like a gigolo, perhaps.
No, well, it doesn't matter. I was asking a question, but whatever. So, going back,
bro, I'm sorry.
No, that's all good. Going back to the story. Yes. So I started like, well, this was the thing. I posted a video for a show we did in Belgium back in 2018, I think it was 2019, no, 18, I think. And then we saw a comment on our Facebook page I think someone shared the video from our show. And I saw a comment on the, you know, when someone shares a video, you can click on who shared your video on Facebook and you can see how many people shared your video.
Right.
So I was just stalking people who shared my video. And one of those videos, there was a comment from Ouija, like say, these guys are the bomb or something like that. And I was like, Ouija knows about us? Did he just find out through this video, or does he like, because we already had featurings with people from the USA, and I thought maybe he was friends with someone, which later we find out he's friends with a guy called Devil God. You know this guy?
I'm not familiar, no.
Okay, he's on the back of the one of his music videos. Fuck, I can't remember the name of the song. But it's the Fuck the Neighbors song.
Oh, Ain't No Savior.
Yeah, Ain't No Savior. So this guy, Devil God, he's on the background of this video. And we had a featuring with this guy like ages ago. Because I really like his style. He's a really good artist. You all, right. Everyone here should check him out.
For sure.
And I thought that was maybe the reason he knew about us. I don't know. But I sent him a message through Instagram, which he did not get the message. And I don't know, I kept fucking with him, supporting him on social media and everything. And maybe 3 years, 2-3 years later, I don't know, he started following me back.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And we were actually about to drop a song we have called Spanish Giacolo Freestyle. Mm-hmm. And it felt like the planets were aligning because we were like, bro, we're dropping this song in 2 weeks. And we just started following us. It was like maybe our first interaction with an actual Giacolo. Because I recently been meeting with Giacolo and ICP fans from Spain. But back then, I didn't know anyone that fucked with ICP or consider himself a Giacolo, like back there. So for us, it was like a huge deal. Ouija Mac following us, I was like, whatever. And then he read my message from years ago, and then we started talking. And we almost did one song, and he didn't came through with his verse because he just he launched Chapter 17 and everything. So I guess he was like really busy. And 1 year after this, I found out he was a huge fan of Mr. Bolin as well. And I already had a hook, like, Streets Dark and Mysterious, they call me Mr. Bolin. So I was like, bro, we have to put Ouija on this, because if he's a fan of Mr. Bolin too, it felt like the perfect timing.
Right.
So I guess that's the whole story. That's the best way I can explain it. Like,
that is beautiful. I saw a comment in the chat. Someone said it's a small world. You never truly know who is watching, bro, on social media.
Exactly. It feels really special because I was honestly feeling Ouija Mac as one of my favorite artists ever. Mm. I was like showing every video, every song to my little brothers, because Umo, it's me and my two little younger brothers. So I don't know, we were really hooked on his music and hoping somehow he will find about us or whatever. Like, I don't know, like you dream about this stuff, like you dream of your favorite artist someday knowing about you and wanting to fuck with you and do songs with you. And everything started happening and it really felt like magic. But a lot of stuff in the Giacolo world, it feels like magic too, so.
Absolutely. I didn't know if Onstead wanted to say something. I got you.
Yeah, can you hear us fine now?
Yeah, you sound
okay.
So I gotta ask, we said we don't know any Spanish, dog, and I didn't translate it. What does the verse say on this call? What's the English fucking verse of that?
What do you mean, like?
I guess he wants you to translate the Spanish parts. Because I heard Rey Mysterio when you shouted out Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
I heard Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, bro. I read a lot of comments and people doing reaction videos wondering what I say on the verse. And I was like, why don't you just put it on Google Translate? Because it's a really easy verse, but I guess a lot of the wordplay gets lost. So you want me to go like bar for bar or like?
If the wordplay gets lost, then it's really, yeah.
I think you should go bar for bar, even if it doesn't make sense to the translation. We would like to know.
Okay, it's an 8-bar verse because we really, lately I've been really onto really short songs. I don't want to do 5-minute songs anymore. That's how I feel right now, like whatever. So I just did 8 verses and I just told Ouija, bro, we need 8 of your fucking scariest verses ever. It really came through. And so the first word is just a straight translation from the hook. Extraño, oscuro y misterioso como Mr. Bolan. That's strange, dark and mysterious, just like Mr. Bolan. So it's like, misterioso como Mr. Bolan. Soy el rey misterio, mis cojones están swollen. So I wanted to throw some wrestling, of course, and a lot
so
of
the
people.
The Juggalos, we love wrestling.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
I've been a really fan of wrestling a lot. I recently watched it's his name Zach from the bro. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's bad, like the Synth Gang 666. Zach, so,
is he
I'm fucking his name up. No. They're this band, the guy who makes the videos, King Zab.
King Zab, yeah. On the show, yes, for sure.
Yeah, he's a huge wrestling fan, and he was recently watching a hardcore wrestling show, back in LA, I think. And I used to go to hardcore wrestling shows here in Madrid as well. We had this underground league, which it was like really hardcore with people bleeding and putting themselves on fire and everything.
Barbed wire, fire, glass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge fan of that. And a lot of people have been comparing my mask and the way we look to Rey Mysterio. Like, yeah. Actually, every time we're shooting videos on the street, a lot of times police will come. So we would just tell them, no, this is like a wrestling thing. Don't worry, we're not terrorists, nothing like that. It's like, because a lot of people are scared of us wearing ski masks on the streets and everything. And every time we shoot outdoors, the police will show up every single time. And we just play like we're Rey Mysterio fans, whatever. And they're like, oh, yeah, it looks like you guys look like, you know, like wrestlers, whatever. So, soy el Rey Mysterio, mis cojones están swollen. That means my balls are like swollen. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and that's an expression. I guess it's the same in English. When you're just fucking angry, your balls are swollen. Like there's an expression in Spanish. Tus pelotas están infladas. It means like your balls are like inflating because you're getting fucking angry. You know, like
hell yeah, bro. The huevos.
Yeah, exactly. The huevos.
Yeah, exactly. Sagan,
yes.
Do you have the puppet from the Mr. Ballin video?
Bro.
Because right this here. Week's page of the week. Holy shit. Now let me play my little video. We're going to get to it. The page of the week this week is Sagan the puppet version.
Let's go. Yes,
absolutely, bro. Take me through... How did the idea come about to do a puppet in the music video? Is it because, like, Ouija couldn't get to Spain or something?
Exactly. I was thinking maybe we do some claymation because we have a feature with Omen 13. You know about this guy?
Right.
Do you know about Omen 13?
Omen 13. I'd love to have him on the show. I'm aware. Yeah, huge SoundCloud.
Okay. We have a song from 2018, I think, with him.
Nice.
And we did claymation for the very same reason, because we couldn't get him here, obviously.
Okay.
But claymation took like 2 fucking months of daily working on the. It was too much work. It was crazy. I was like, I'm never doing this again ever. It was too much. So I think maybe we can do puppets. My first idea was actually just get this girl playing Mr. Bolan and just having this, how do you call it, like ventriloquist, like
Like sock puppets.
Yeah, no, not socks, but when, you know, these guys that don't move their mouth and it's like...
Oh, like a ventriloquist. Like
yeah,
a
ventriloquist. It's the same word in Spanish, ventriloquo.
Oh, nice.
So that was my first idea, but it was fucking hard to find a cheap thing. I was thinking like, maybe we can buy just a doll and put some dreads on it and with your Mac tattoos and it's going to be cool. But
it looked great, bro. It came off amazing.
So I just thought of doing puppets because it was really cheap. We just had to find the foam and I had to sculpt everything. It took like 2 weeks. And then when we arrived to the studio and put the puppets on in front of the cameras and the lights, I was like, bro, this is, it really worked. Like, it looked fucking amazing. It's like some Jim Henson shit. Like
the green screen, it was like a whole big thing. And it
we were really
off.
Proud. We were really proud. We had only 2 weeks because the green screen, we got to record in this big green screen. Because a friend of mine works for a big pharmacy thing and where they record all these pharmacy videos, whatever. And we could sneak on the weekend to do the video at night, but only for this very day. So we only had 2 weeks to build the puppets, you know?
Bro, it came off amazing. You sent Ouija Thank his you. Puppet, correct? Absolutely.
Yes, we did, because I've been like, from every video, I do effects, I do a lot of stuff, and I cannot fit any more stuff in my house. So I thought of just sending Ouija his, because I thought it was going to be like a good way to repay somehow what we did for us, because
absolutely,
he just came through with an amazing verse. He helped us a lot with the promotion. He was promoting our song on his social media, I mean, our this song, Mr. Bolan, on his social media, like, really good. He even dropped some Spanish stuff, like, you better watch this video or you're going to be killed by 17, well, whatever. He was fucking amazing with it. He, I don't know. He's fucking amazing, bro.
Narco Carlito will chop your body up and eat you.
Yeah, he even dropped some Spanish stuff in the verse. Like,
we
were on our way to a party and he just sent the verse and we had to stop on the street listening to the thing on our phones. And we were just like some little kids just hugging each other. It was me and my brothers. We were just like, I don't know, like, we cannot believe it. And sending audios to Ouija, like, bro, thank you. This is fucking amazing. Like, we couldn't believe that it was really happening.
I loved it. I love the song. I listen to it pretty much daily.
We've heard it probably about a good 5 or 6 times on the drive already.
It is amazing, bro. Like, we actually, at London, we met a couple. They were called, I mean, they were the Bolans. They were, their second name is Bolan as well. And they told us, like, they will be listening to the song daily on their way to work as well. Like, we are the Bolans. Are you the guys from UMO, the guys who made the song? And we're like, fuck yeah. Like, we are the Bolans. I don't know. Like, a lot of cool stuff happened since we dropped the song. And it's been fucking amazing.
I was listening to I was going through your Spotify today in preparation for having you on the show. I was listening to your project K Pasa.
Oh yeah.
I think that's my favorite body of work that you put out after. Well,
thank you, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did. You know the artist we made this song with?
Oh, I don't quite. I can't remember.
It's a Spooky from Doom Division. His Instagram is SpookyH, I think.
It's a bit of a language barrier, but I still enjoy the content.
It is. I don't know if he has a Latin background or whatever, but he already knows some Spanish stuff.
Nice.
And I've been talking with him as well for a long time. I'm sorry because I'm probably fucking his name up, but it's hard for me to pronunciate everything in the proper way. You know,
no,
I'm sorry.
Bro, the fact that you even pulled up on the Thuggalo show means the world to us, man. Just even if you popped in for a second means everything.
International thugging.
Yeah, bro.
Exactly, guys.
The puppet is so fresh that you got the puppet on the show. That made our
day. It's super dope that we get to hear the perspective of Juggalos from the other side of the fucking pod. Like, not only him getting to meet a lot of the ninjas over there, but, like, the stories he was telling us about you guys and about how you guys fucking party over there. It's dope.
Oh, yeah.
Perspective of the Juggalo culture and and how it's pretty much exactly the fucking same on the other side of the planet.
I'm going to say this, though. The London show was the only concert I've been to where I've actually had to go to the bathroom, puke, and then go back out to the floor.
Amazing. Bro, it was our first Juggalo event for us, you know, because we represent Juggalo culture here and we have Juggalo friends, but we've never been, I mean, in a show with other Juggalo artists and with the Juggalo crowd. Like, it was fucking amazing. And meeting Elixir there as well, it felt as well like the planets were aligning. Like,
we like to say in situations like that, that the carnival provides. And the carnival.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, the carnival provided for that Mr. Ballin collab because, like, you got the most jugged out side of America with Ouija Mac to the complete jugged out shit you got from Spain with Umo. Mr. Meal, bro, yes. The whole shit is fire, man. And I think, yes. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think a Ouija Umo, like, EP with 4 or 5 tracks would be perfect. Like,
agreed.
It will be. I hope something like that happens someday. And we're just working really hard every day to make stuff like that happen. If you ask me 5 years ago, I will be amazed just by the idea of doing a collaboration with Ouija. And that stuff happened, just putting work. I don't know, like, it is like that. We hope that Carnival provides a work like that.
We got a message in the chat. They yes. said, Umo, would you ever come to the gathering of the Juggalos?
Bro, that's one of my biggest dreams ever. I really hope we get to a point where we make enough money to do a trip like that. It will be fucking amazing. And I hope it's not getting too late because I see Violin J having like health issues, and well, of course, like life goes by and the clowns are getting old, and I really hope we get there in time to catch them live, because I never ever saw ICP live, and that's something I really want to do before I die. You know, it's a big dream of us.
Yeah. For sure, absolutely. You did an EP with Shaggy the Airhead recently.
Yes.
Glory Hole, bro.
That's another dream come true, bro.
Tell us about it.
Well, it was actually crazy because I didn't know what happened. But, well, we've been fucking with Devereaux and Darby for a while, too. Because, you know, we have a song called El Brujo del Barrio with Darby. I think it's a 1-2-year-old song. I don't know. And
it's about 2 years old, yeah.
Yes. So we were, I mean, obviously Devereaux's work is fucking amazing. Like, every beat he does, it's fucking fire. He's one of those beat makers, like, it's going to make you sound good. Even if you come with a shitty verse, you're going to sound good on a Devereaux beat, you know? You have to go with the best stuff you can do, but if you, you know, well, you know what I mean.
Of course.
Yeah, we did a song with Darby, and I started talking on social media with Devereaux and Darby for a long time. But then, out of the blue, Shaggy and Devereaux, on the same week, they told me, like, bro, we have to do something. Like, just drop a project together. Yeah. And Devereaux told me, and Darby want to do something. And Shaggy was like, bro, I have some beats. Like, he told me he had some special beats. Some special beats that they were meant to be used by ICP, and I was like, oh shit. Like, okay, I better put in work, because, like, you know, like you said, like, the carnival is providing this stuff in the very same week. I was like, what is going on? Like, getting a message from Devereaux and a message from Shaggy Darehead on the same week. I was like, okay, I gotta put in work, I gotta just drop everything else and focus on this thing right fucking now, you know? So 100%. I started working on it from the very moment Shaggy sent me the beats. I was on it like day and night, and within 3 or 4 days I had the whole idea of the EP, the concept, the idea for the artwork, the songs, and I sent him my demos for it, and he loved it, and I was like, fuck yeah. And then it took like 3 months, I think, to get the whole thing going, to make a music video. And it was fucking amazing because he trusted me with the whole process. I took charge of finding who's going to do the artwork, who's going to do the music video. He trusted me with the whole concept of the EP and with the mixing, the mastering. He was so on board with everything. It was fucking amazing to work with him and to meet him on a personal level. I've been working with people from all over the world, but working with him, it really felt like family right fucking away. I mean, right, just like that, it felt like a brother I never met before. But it felt so close, and the way he approached me and the way he talks to me, well, the way he talks to everybody. You can see Shaggy is like such a loving character. He's like being really honest about loving everyone and about how you don't have to be scared of telling people I love you. He does a lot of posts like call your mother, tell him you love her, or just send a message, stuff like that. It really felt like that when I was working with him, and it made the whole process even more special.
That's really dope that you explain it that way. You know what I took away from it is the album cover, how fresh it looks. It looks like a lucha match getting ready to go down. Exactly. Fresh as fuck, man. The album cover is like amazing. And obviously the content. It's dope knowing that you made that in 4 days.
Well, then I took work to sharp the lyrics. I'm a really hard worker. When I put my mind to something, I really don't want to get out of that thing. And what I do is I focus on stuff. Like I do music, I do tattoo, I do designs, I do videos. But when I'm doing one thing, I'm just doing that one thing.
Right.
So it's easy for me to come with 4 songs in 4 days. Sometimes I just come with 4 or even more songs in 1 day. The project we're doing with... I don't know if this is a secret, but I'm just fucking to check it out. We're dropping a whole album, Barbie, Devereaux, and I.
Oh, and shit. That might be breaking news, bro. I ain't heard that.
Okay. I hope I can say this. And this has been also an amazing project. And sometimes, you know, it was the same thing with Shaggy. When you have a beat that's fucking dope, you get inspired right away and you start writing out of the blue because the beat is so good, you cannot help but just like write it.
It's just,
you know,
coming out of you, like the music exactly. is coming through.
Exactly. So with Devereaux Beats, it was exactly the same thing. And I will have a song ready, like, you know, because of the time difference, he will send me the song before going to sleep and he will be waking up and I will have the song ready.
What's dope about Devereaux is he gets up at 4 a.m, so y'all probably at least got time to link up.
Yes, he was like awake a lot of days. He was like super fucking early, and I a lot of times I had to check the time, like, wait, like, what's time in Florida right now? Like, it's 4 a.m, bro. Like,
yeah,
this guy, he feels like he never sleeps, like he's just doing beats.
I don't think like, he does. I don't think Devereaux actually sleeps. No, he's amazing.
Most geniuses don't sleep too much.
What?
Most geniuses don't really sleep that much either. Oh, so, yeah. I mean, not
he's a machine.
He up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
He's a fucking machine, bro.
Yeah, they do. They're high.
You can tell he puts in work, like. That's the main reason his work is so good, because there's no other way. Like, he keeps working and working and working, and it shows.
He put a lot of work on this new Detritus album that Ouija just dropped Friday.
Bro, I haven't heard the whole thing yet.
Well, hey, before we get into that talk, Sagan, we always do a segment on the Tholo show called Trash or Fire, right?
All right.
We always asked, I'll play the video first and I'll explain what happens. But perfect. Here we go.
Cue that footage.
Every week on the Thuggalo Show, we say, is this trash or this fire? It could be a subject, a book, a movie, a location, an artist. This okay. week's trash or fire is Ouija Matt's new album, Detritus. Fire, 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 fire.
Exactly. 1,000 infinite fires.
And he ain't even listened to it all.
No, I just heard, I think it was 2 or 3 songs. And I was like, okay, I'm going to need to listen to this properly from the beginning to an end. And I know Ouija makes the whole albums like concepts.
Yes.
So I really feel like I'm not supposed to just listening to beats. I want to take a good listening to the whole piece as a work piece, you know, like a whole, I want to enjoy the whole thing.
And right, you want to hear it how he track listed it and listed
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
You want to hear it how he wanted us to hear it.
Exactly. And I just didn't have proper time to do it yet, but I know, you know, when you have this feeling when you're going to watch a show that you love or whatever, like I just have this feeling like Detritus is waiting for me and I'm going to enjoy the fuck out of it.
Hell yeah, bro. So Onsted and Elitzer, trash or fire for Detritus?
Oh, fire all the way.
I don't know how many times we can say fire realistically.
Fire.
So all 4 of us say fire, so it's a fire. Thank you to Jay Hearn for providing that fire video for us. Sagan, I wanted to ask you this while you were on the show, man. Like, I know yes. you've been making music for a long time, but who inspired you to start making art yourself?
Whoa. I've been doing music and drawings and short film. Well, just, I don't know if I was whatever on a past life, but I've been doing creative stuff since I was born. Like I was doing my own songs when I was like as soon as I could talk, like I was already doing songs. And I learned piano when I was like 4 years old, and I would just change the partiture. Is that a word, partiture? Like the notes, like the, on the pentagram. And I don't know what got into me. So with getting by in life, I just thought like maybe this is like a force from out of this planet, because I always believed I'm not from this planet. I always felt like I was out of place everywhere. I always felt misunderstood. I always felt the looks of everyone looking at me like I was fucking crazy every time I spoke my mind. And I think the inspiration was just being different and feeling different from everything else. And I cannot put like my finger on one artist or one film or whatever. Like it was just a feeling I always had inside. I think that's the best way I can explain it.
I think that, one, I will say, I think a lot of juggalos feel that way. And two, yes. I think that means you were destined to do this because it just happened. You were influenced by so many things. It's like you were an artist. You were born.
I always felt like this is what I wanted to do. Like, it was always clear in my mind I was going to do this. So, yes, I don't know if destiny exists, but I'm really, it's like a force. Within me, like I tried to have like a 9-to-5 job and I was fucking depressed. I was crying on my way to this job daily, like it couldn't happen for me. So I had to give my everything. Well, yes.
That's dope, man. That actually hit home with me. I'd be crying going to work too. And
bro, I feel you.
Yeah, like it is. You gotta do what you gotta do, and it sucks. But you know, if you're talented and you can make money off your art, then why are you not doing that? So if anyone out there is listening, be like Umo. That's what I'ma say. Be like Sagan. Do shit on your own terms.
Yes, I encourage that message.
Hell yeah. How did you link up with everyone that's involved in UMO? How did you all band together?
They're my younger brothers. They're my little brothers.
Younger brothers, wow.
We're a three boy band. Like what's like the Hansons? You remember the Hansons?
Yeah, Hansons, of course.
There's three brothers.
Hell yeah.
So it is a family thing. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. UMO is really the Juggalo Hanson, if you think
exactly.
About it.
Exactly. That's a better way to put it.
Hell yeah, man. We always do this segment on the show called Word Association. Basically, I'll say a name, and yes. You can just throw me, like, what comes to your mind when I say this or whatever. But the first name on the list is Ouija Mac.
I have to say one word?
I would prefer you say one word, if you could describe each person in one word.
Inspiration.
Nice. Shaggy the Airhead.
Love.
Violent J.
Master.
Shaggy Tudo.
Master too. Can I say the same word twice?
I support it.
Okay.
There's no rules, bro. Hex.
Okay, Master. Hex. Ruthless. Ruthless.
Yes. Would you ever consider collabing with Hex?
Bro, I will fucking love it. I don't know, like, I've been having this lack of collaborating with a lot of Juggalo artists. I don't want to go wild. I just want to put my work into it and make it come to me in a realistic way, based on our work, not just, I don't know, I don't want to go crazy. There's a lot of good energy going into my life at the same time, and I don't want to be, I don't know the word, but like a jinx. Like, I don't want to fuck it up, you know. Like,
I understand, but I think you're on the right path regardless.
I will love to do a collaboration with Hex. He's fucking amazing, and that would be another dream come true, of course.
The next name on the list is Darby O'Trill.
Family. He's my brother from another mother.
Devereaux.
Amazing bits. Two words, amazing bits.
Free will.
I just found out about these guys.
Nice.
I mean, I didn't know about them like before. I only found out about them a few months ago. We started following each other on social media.
Hell yeah, they're dope. We're cool with them. They're dope guys, for real.
They're fucking amazing, bro. As soon as I heard their music and found about them, I was like, wow, like, I got a lot of inspiration from them as well. And UMO, they actually
collab. Let's go.
I think you guys should collab. UMO Free Will would go hella hard.
We have to, bro. We have to.
For sure.
They're really nice on social media. Like, I talked to one of them. I don't know which one right now, but
Mage, perhaps?
Yes. And he was super cool and super nice.
Nice.
So it will be amazing to make that happen.
We're going to have Free Will on the show in the near future, so we'll bring up your name to them, and maybe we can be responsible for how it
happens.
Maybe
you can make it happen, bro.
The next name I have on the list is Bones from Team Sesh.
Bones. Whoa. Okay, just one word. What's the word? A pioneer. That's the word I was looking for.
When people talk about, wow, your song's too short, it's only 2 minutes, I'm like, Bones started that wave.
Exactly, bro. And a lot of people was like comparing us to Bones when we first came out in 2014.
So they were like, right,
do you know about
Skinny?
Sorry?
And stuff? Like, he would have dropped the album Skinny and Garbage in 2014 and Teen Witch.
Yes, I can't remember the name of the song, but it's the song when he goes like, you know the song? I don't know. I don't know the lyrics, actually.
But I don't know offhand, but the scream.
Okay,
the scream
yeah. It blew my mind, like, okay, so this is happening elsewhere. Like, we're not the only ones doing it. Like, so he's an absolute pioneer, if you ask
pioneer
me.
For Bones, yeah. Is a great description. The next name is Lil White.
White, bro, the same words are coming to my mind. Like, he's also a pioneer, he also an inspiration. He's also a master. I don't know. Every word I said before applies to him. So.
Hell yeah, I'll accept it.
Okay.
The next name on my list is Nadas.
Nadas. Bro, I'm going to say fighter. Fighter.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Nadas. We'd like to get him on as well. The king of Farmington. The next name on my list is Clooner.
Bro, I love that he was so honest about being a virgin. So it's the first word that popped into my head, virgin. But virgin. I mean it. Mean it in the best possible way.
No hate, bro. Exactly. He chose to not have sex.
He came forward with it, and I was like, we need more of this stuff in the music industry. People being honest. And I think that's what makes him a fucking amazing artist, because he is himself. He's not playing a character.
Yep.
He's also saying a lot of fun stuff, but I love the way he thinks. I love the concepts for his songs. And I love how he embraces hate and turns it into a positive thing. And I am sure a lot of the love he gets is just for that, for just being himself.
I love that about him. I got a lot more respect for him when he came out and said that. And I didn't know that information when we had him on the show. It's almost to the point where I'm like, bro, let's get you a baddie, so I can say Thugalo Show got Clooner like some proper neddin.
Bro, but that's the thing.
King of Farmington, bro.
That's the thing. It's nothing. There's nothing wrong with being a virgin. Like,
no.
There's all this sex stuff in music,
right,
and even society. You're really pressed into, you know, being. Yeah. So I really love that there's people that don't care about the stuff. They're just being themselves. They're having. You want to say something? Nonsense. I just saw Olsen.
They're traveling, so like the audio is kind of odd. It's okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry if I interrupted you. Like, were you about to say something?
No, you're good.
Okay. I just saw your finger like that, and I was like, okay, maybe.
It's all good, homie. It's all chill vibes at the
time. Okay, yeah. So shout out to Clooner. He's fucking amazing. I love his songs. The first song I really was hooked on, it was like in, I think it's called Invisible Bitches.
Yeah, we love that.
That's an amazing song. I fucking love the concept. Like, you have bitches, I have invisible bitches. Like, it blew my mind. Like,
and you can fuck all the invisible bitches all day, and there you will still be a virgin. Austin and Elixir got invisible bitches.
We got about five of them back.
Yeah, there's like five invisible bitches in the back seat. They're hitting the blunt. Austin, passing the blunt, please.
His concepts are amazing, and he's so fucking clever with it. I fuck with his music a lot.
Would you ever collab with him?
Bro, I hope so, but I don't think he's. I feel like he's getting a lot of attention from a lot of people.
Right.
And he really gets featurings with really huge artists. So I don't know if he will be willing to do it, but I talked to him on social media. And he just liked my comment or whatever. I don't know, because I know we're just these weird guys in Spain doing crazy alien stuff.
Right.
So I feel like a lot of American artists and a lot of international artists don't think about us about a collaboration worth doing, because our views are not crazy, or our numbers are like, they're humble but honest numbers. Like, we work for the numbers we have, you know, like.
Of course, yeah, respect.
So, but I feel like a lot of artists I talk to, they really don't care about us that much.
Well, I think the cream will rise to the top, if you're familiar with that phrase, Sagan, and like, ultimately, the people who make the best content and work the hardest will get their due. I believe in that.
Yes, I feel it's also because of the language barrier, because they don't know what we're about, and they don't know if our songs are dope or not. I mean, you can feel the energy, but maybe you don't know what are we talking about, or what our lyrics are about.
See, that was an interesting thing when people suggested, hey, get Umo on the show, get Umo on the show. I'm like, word, I don't know if there would be a language barrier, like, with Umo. Like, I don't know how that would... Obviously, I want you guys on the show, but we were curious, like, how that would operate if we had Mr. Mill on, and...
Yes.
I don't know the pronunciation.
My younger brother is Wa, Umo. Wa.
Okay.
It's even hard to pronunciate it in Spanish, so...
For real? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and, it's such a weird word. It's Wa, Umo.
Wa. Hell yeah.
Yeah, like, whoa, yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah, I fuck with that now. Whoa. Now, yeah. The thing about having all you guys on here, like we thought about doing, I was like, yes. Man, with the language barrier, I don't want Sagan to have to translate and do all this extra work that he doesn't, you know. You're probably it's okay, used to like, doing that, though, right? Like,
in the future, we definitely have to do it.
For sure.
The problem, it's also Mr. Mill, he's living in China.
Right.
So, there's another time it's going to be really hard to... Having everyone together on the same room, digital room, it's gonna be really hard.
Hey, we're down to do it, man. Like, as long as you just have to help us with the translation with moi and Mr. Mill, you know?
Yeah. No, we'll do it. We'll definitely do it. Even if you give us a few years, our English is gonna get even better. So,
hey, we ain't going nowhere.
I'll say in a few years, we'll do it.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Perfect.
We got some people in the chat. Illy Gal is a huge fan. She's an artist as well. She's been going hard for you all day in the chat.
Oh, yes. She's been supporting us really hard. Shout out to her.
Hell yeah.
And she's always uploading videos on the gym with her songs. I think that's really dope.
That's nice.
So to feel her music is like high gym music. I really like that.
Hey, I think if you make music that people can work out to, that's a good thing. Because they're going to keep bumping that every pump.
It is. I'm really hyped that our music is considered hype music. So,
Wukonda in the chat. You know, juggalos usually chant family, family. He's in the familia, familia, familia.
It was really amazing in the show. You know, we just went to London to catch Ouija Mac live.
Right.
It's the first time he was close to Spain, and we're like, we have to go there. And his manager, I think his name is Kurt.
Okay.
He brought us backstage with him, and they were like, a part of, they were just being super nice with us. And Ouija, it was something amazing to meet him in person and everything. And also DJ Chang. I don't know, it was too much emotions at the same time. But they were like, do you guys have everything you need to do a set? They were like, are you serious? Like, yeah, just do a 15-minute set before us. And we're like, okay, let's do it. And we did the set before they went on stage. And people were chanting, family, ah, family, ah.
You know, like, so fresh, man.
Like any juggalo show, I know everyone will be like, are you talking to me on the chat or are you talking to them?
I was just letting them know that we lost them. Like, okay, you're good, homie. Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're good.
So I just lost you and I was like, am I talking to myself right now?
You're good, homie. I was just letting them know that they dropped out. Yeah.
So it was amazing because it was the same cadence, like, family, oh, it felt amazing. I was like tearing up a bit, like, bro, this is really happening. Like, it was such an amazing emotion to be chanting with familia, with everyone.
That's so fresh. And that shows you juggalos are aware of who's performing and they're aware of the setting. They're aware that, you know, you're from Spain and all over the world and they just want to let you know, like,
exactly.
Much clown love. That's what the juggalo movement is all about, man. And ICP created this subculture and now it's all over the world, bro. And I'm glad you're a part of it in your own way.
It is, bro. We are the Spanish juggalo blog.
Absolutely.
If you need something from Spanish juggalos, let us know.
Hell yeah. Shout out all the Spanish juggalos, 100%, because we're global, man. And exactly. It's acts like Umo. And I love you guys, man. I really do. Like, I love the aesthetic. I love everything you guys are putting out there, like, 100%.
Thank you, bro. Gracias. Muchas gracias.
Absolutely. the one thing I do want to say, we're coming up at the mark of the show where I ask the artist and the guests, like, where can we find you online? What are we expecting in the future? Are you working on projects? Where can we find you?
Okay. So to just go with UMO in every platform, UMMO, because UMO is the name of our band. A lot of people think I am UMO. I'm Sagan UMO. And there's my other brothers who also make music separately, just like any other band. We are UMO combined together. We are UMO. But you can find music from Boa UMO and from Mr. Mill and from Sagan UMO as well. And but if you just go UMO, UMMO, on any platform, Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, whatever that exists in this planet, we're in there. And we are working on our second album, because I think by now we dropped 8 EPs and just one album. And we are working on our second album. We already released 2 songs. The first song we released from this album, it's Mr. Ballin, featuring Ouija Mac.
Right.
And we dropped a second song as well. And we're keeping everything secret about this album. We're just gonna keep uploading new songs once in a while until the album drops by the end of the year. And the surprise, the other big surprise we have is like, very soon, I'm dropping a whole album with Devereaux and Darby O'Trill. It's not a secret anymore. It's out now. It's out now.
That is dope, man. It's good news. That's good news.
I actually saw, I think it's Darby O'Trill. I think it's on Habulamon. It was like letting people know something like we're dropped. I don't know. So I felt like it was time to put it out. I hope they're not getting... they don't get mad. I'm sure they won't, but I think this is like breaking news. They're breaking news. This is breaking news.
If they get mad, I'll let them blame me.
Okay.
We'll just go with that, bro. I don't want
to. I'm just very hyped about this project, and it's coming really soon. And it's like an international Juggalo whole album. I think this is something unique. I don't think this ever happened. I don't know. Like, I don't know if you guys know of something like this. Like, and such a strong Juggalo international collaboration, like a whole album thing. And we're coming with a video, and we have like really very close Juggalo friends working on it too. So I think it's going to be fucking amazing.
I think you're amazing, player, and I'm glad you pulled up on the Thuggalo show. Sagan, I just have one more question to ask you before we let you go.
All right.
Would you consider yourself a Thuggalo?
Bro, I don't know what a Thuggalo exactly is because I'm not a thug. I'm such a nerd.
Mm.
I'm not a thug like in the way I think a thug, what a thug means. I'm not a thug.
We don't claim thug. I claim Thuggalo.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a hardcore Juggalo. If that's a Thuggalo, I'm definitely a Thuggalo.
All right, then, hey, I'll accept that.
I will fight. I will fight for this. I will fight anyone over ICP, over Juggalos. Like, this is a family thing for me. So if that's what a Thuggalo is, I'm definitely a Thuggalo.
Hey,
I just wanted to be clear. Like, I'm no criminal stuff. I'm a nerd. I love sci-fi stuff, comics, films. I'm such a nerd. And I love, that's, you know, that's what defines me. I'm a nerdalo? Is that a word?
You're a nerdalo? No, hey, I'll accept nerdalo because I think I'm one too. I'm one too. Hell yeah.
But yeah. I'm really honored to be on the show with you guys.
Thank you.
It was fucking amazing to meet Elixir in London.
Yes.
And I'm really hyped to be here. Thank you so much for giving me the space to talk and to me.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And my other me.
Yeah, and the other
room.
Hey.
Yeah.
Mini me. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Well, we are going to have to do this one again when we're all at our own individual places and we can bullshit and our mics aren't shitty. We can have a good conversation.
Okay,
I'll play Thuggalo Translator, Umo. I think he said next time we all get together and they're in a more stable location and all of you guys are together, we'll do this again.
Perfect. Hopefully at the gathering, maybe next year, maybe in a couple of years.
Whenever, bro.
We're going there. We're going there. Somehow we're going to get there.
Well, Sagan, thank you for being on the Shuggalo, the Thuggalo show, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Muchas gracias, hermanos.
Hello. Woo woo.
Woo woo.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sagan of Umo. It was amazing to have him on the show. We had the technical difficulties on this Bloody Sunday, but you really couldn't tell because I'm that good of a host. You feel me? Onstead and Elixir, they was up on the highways and byways. I'm going to swing it to you guys. How'd y'all feel about that Umo interview?
We need another one.
We need the whole crew.
Yes.
I can't wait to get you on the replay.
I love how he talked in detail about how it made him these DMs from family.
You guys are frozen and breaking up, but I feel the vibes. I feel the Thuggalo energy radiating from. Where are you guys at right now on the road right now? Where are you at?
Ohio. We're in Ohio.
Hey! They're in Juggalo, Ohio, and I think that's a good way to end the show. Onstead and Elixir, thank you guys for making it happen on the road. I want to say thank you to Sagan of Umo for pulling up. Shout out to Onstead's Blunt. Shout out to all the invisible bitches in the back seat. Shout out to Elixir, man, for doing all the traveling. I want to say thank you to Ouija Mac and Strife. You guys killed it in Virginia Beach. Bro, it's been an amazing week for the Thuggalo show. Onstead and Elixir, you guys are kind of crackling up, so I'm going to let you guys go. Any last words?
Whoa, whoa.
Hey.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Onstead and Elixir up in the mix. It's your boy, Trailer Park Cinderella. We will be back this Friday. Apollo Exodus will be on the Thuggalo show, but that's not all. We're going to do the Thuggalo trivia with Zach versus Davey, and the winner is getting a ticket to the 2023 Gathering of Juggalos. Thank you for watching the Thuggalo show. I'm your boy, Trailer Park Cinderella. This is the Thuggalo show, and we'll see y'all all on Friday.
Hey, this is Ouija Mac, the ugliest juggalo that ever fucked your bitch. Tune into the Thuggalo podcast or you ain't shit, ho.